Pretoria 31, Johannesburg 29, Emela Tlaney 28.
On the N1 South, there's a stationary vehicle at Gordon Road.
Rise in Mzansi says salarisse van meer as 25 miljoen rand is in minder as 2 jaar aan 233 geskorste polisiebeamptes betaal. Die waarnemende minister van polisie, Feroz Khachalia, het in 'n antwoord op 'n parlementêre vraag onthul dat daar ernstige aanklagte teen van die geskorste beamptes insluit verkrachting, korrupsie, afpersing, roof en kaping. Maar Kushilela Ghana van die party wil duidelikheid hê oor hoeveel sake daartoe gelei het dat beamptes ontslaan is.
This is more alarming given that the charges that the police officers or the subs officers face include rape, extortion, corruption, defeating the ends of justice, robbery, hijacking, amongst others.
Die Activists and Citizens Forum vra dat die KwaZulu-Natalse polisiekommissaris in Klantlam Konazi as nasionale polisiekommissaris aangestel word. Dit volg nadat die provinsie se premier Tami Ntuli hom vir 'n tweede termyn ondersteun het. Verlede jaar het hom Konazi wydverspreide beweerde korrupsie en politieke inmenging binne die polisie en die strafregstelsel ontbloot. Vir 'n woordvoerder, Dennis Bloem.
The country needs more people like General Nhlanhla Mkhwanazi. Importantly, General Nhlanhla Mkhwanazi and his team needs our undivided support to drive all these ruthless criminals into the sea.
Chinese en Iranse vloot oorlogsskepe het in Kaapstad se Valsbaai hawe aangekom. Dis in afwagting van vlootoefeninge in die komende dae. Emil Pinaar berig.
The exercises, named Will for Peace, are hosted by South Africa and are expected to start today and continue until the 16th of January. The South African National Defence Force states that the drills focus on, among others, the safety of shipping and maritime economic activities. These drills were initially scheduled to take place in November last year, but were postponed due to the G20 Leaders' Summit held in Johannesburg. South Africa has drawn widespread US criticism for its close ties with Russia and a range of other policies, including its decision to bring a genocide case against Israel at the International Court of Justice over the Gaza War. I'm Miel Pinaar for Jacaranda Newswatch.
Nog nie sy die buitenland, die Duitse president Frank-Walter Steinmeier het die VSA se buitelandse beleid onder president Donald Trump sterk gekritiseer. Hy sê Amerika vernietig die wêreldorde. En die interim president van Venezuela, Delcy Rodriguez, sê die bevelvoerder van die presidentiële erewag ontslaan. Dit volg daar nadat die Amerikaanse magte president Nicolas Maduro en sy vrou gevangene geneem het. Vir die jongste plaaslike en internasionale nuus, besoek jacarandafm.com, klik op nuus.